This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for August 9th. I'm Paul Plack. The three terrorists responsible for bringing about the shampoo ban at airports have been convicted in a British court. New X-ray technology being tested at airports in the UK could soon allow screeners to tell whether your shampoo bottle contains bomb-making chemicals or just Head and Shoulders. A Piper PA-32 hit the guy wire of a communications tower in heavy fog Saturday in Oklahoma. All five souls on board were lost. An industry group says we'll all have to do something if we expect to retain skilled aerospace workers. The Aerospace Industries Association is praising the preliminary finding by the WTO that Airbus has benefited unfairly from subsidies from the European Union. A U.S. congressman from Washington says if the WTO finds Airbus has not played fair, the Northrop Grumman entry in the U.S. Air Force tanker contract competition should be disqualified. Brazil will buy 36 Dassault Rafale fighters and get the technology to manufacture more on its own. Cessna says it sold three Citation Sovereigns to China's Civil Aviation Administration for use in airways inspection and calibration. JFK International is getting $7 million to resurface taxiways. New York Senator Charles Schumer promises the grant will, quote, obliterate many of the frustrating delays that we have all experienced at New York's largest airport, unquote. The Royal Australian Air Force has its first UAVs, the Israeli-built Heron. The U.S. Air Force has reactivated the 69th Bomb Squadron at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. And the U.S. and Canada are entering a messy battle over letting foreign charter jets visit multiple cities in each other's countries. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, my guest is Brian Neville, Acting National Outreach Manager for the FAA Safety Team. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.